A recent survey registers how rail passengers feel about other people using cell phones on board. A poll of train commuters in the New York suburbs shows that almost 90% of riders are bothered by people talking into a cell phone. In a corollary finding, 75% of riders on the same Metro North Railroad carry phones with them. Now, that's just one commuter route and one form of transit, but commentator Chris Sakis believes his bus ride would also be more enjoyable without the wireless chatter.
As I wait to board the New Jersey Transit number 126 at the Port Authority bus terminal, a man in front of me tucks his cell phone into the nape of his neck and goes fishing for the fare in his right pocket. Attempting to balance an object the size of a clamshell between his cheek and shoulder, he says, "I'm getting on the bus." I mumble under my breath, "Yeah, we could see that. Come on, move it along, buddy." I want to say, "Why don't you hang up long enough to pay the fare?" But I know it's pointless.
Yeah, I just got it sweet.
We've given in to anywhere minutes, and anywhere, being what it is everywhere. People get these minutes, 4,000 a month for life, and like grass is green, they aim to use them all up on the 126 bus to Hoboken. And who are they talking to? People on another bus? Other people out in public shouting into a headset?
John? Joe, okay. Dimitri. All right, so I'm probably going to stop over on Saturday.
I get to learn so much about my fellow passengers, which ones are investing in land upstate, which ones feel they have fat calves, which ones got laid last night. All this information, this private information, and all of us on a public bus, which is now just a phone booth on wheels.
Joe, I'll call you back tomorrow for that because I don't have a pen with me. I'm on a bus right now. I just got out of work.
I should tell you that these recordings were not made in secret. Sometimes people notice my microphone and ask me what I'm doing. I just hand them my business card, which says Anywhere Minutes Recorded Everywhere. Most people, upon seeing this, carry on gamely for a moment. Then they begin to squirm. Soon it's, "Listen, I'll call you back." I know my days of recording cell phone calls are numbered. Someday I'll get my microphone ripped from my hand. But I'm not going to stop taping the one-sided conversation around me. It's proof that I'm actually on the bus, fully, in mind and body. I remind myself I'm not the one eroding the line between public and private. I'm not the one who doesn't know where I am anymore. And I'm certainly not the one sharing details about my fat calves.
Yeah, the contractions are a minute and a half apart. So, yeah, I told her I'm in Hoboken, I'm grabbing stuff.
Chris Sakis has a program on radio station WFMU in northern New Jersey and works as an engineer part-time in our New York bureau.